Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, November 6th, 2018. Today is midterm election day in the United States. In order to fight violence on trains and in stations, a 3-month-long ban on dangerous items is currently active at S-Bahn stations and trains between Bahnhof Zoo and Lichtenberg. At the beginning of its increased passenger inspections at railway stations and on trains, the Federal Police in Berlin checked more than 300 people. A spokesperson told the German press agency on Sunday that several prohibited items had been seized. The vast majority of passengers, however, had adhered to the ban on carrying dangerous objects. The so-called order gives police more control possibilities than usual, meaning officers can search anyone, even without any concrete suspicions, and also find prohibited and hidden weapons such as brass knuckles or certain types of knives. This past summer, a search imperative such as this was tested in the capital over a weekend. Per the spokesperson for the police to the Berliner Zeitung, at the beginning of the now 3-month phase, the police collected 5 knives, found 3 instances of passengers carrying irritable gas, brass knuckles, and a baton during the checks. In addition, because no demonstrable reason to have it on the train could be proven, a man also had to hand in a screwdriver. A craftsperson on his or her way to work, on the other hand, would not be deprived of their tools. The federal police were satisfied with the start of the action, stating that the vast majority of passengers adhered to the ban on carrying dangerous objects. In addition, in cases where contraband was found, they were able to remove such objects from circulation. Since the end of May of 2018, the federal police have imposed 14 such general bans on weapons and other dangerous objects in various German cities, the reason cited being an increase in acts of violence involving said objects. Bodily injuries with knives especially have been increasing since 2014, leading to both unsettled passengers and railway personnel. There were bans in Berlin, Hamburg, Cologne, Frankfurt Main, Nuremberg, and Magdeburg. According to the authorities, a total of 4,000 people were checked and 116 violations were found during the searches. Resistance against a right-wing populist and radical right-wing demonstration planned for the 9th of November is growing. The Bündnis für soziale Gerechtigkeit und Menschenwürde, or Alliance for Social Justice and Human Dignity, is supporting an open letter from numerous representatives of scientific and religious institutions to the governing mayor Michael Müller and Interior Senator Andreas Geisel, both of the SPD, calling for a ban on the demonstration. The alliance stated on Sunday that they do not accept that November 9th is being used by right-wing extremism in order to spread nationalistic hatred, and that it must remain a day of remembrance for the victims of November 9, 1938, or Pogrom Night, which marked the beginning of the most serious riots against Jews since the Nazis took power in Germany in 1933. In similar words, the signatories of the open letter from November 1st had already called for a ban on the demonstration. The partly right-wing extremist initiative Wir für Deutschland, or We for Germany, has registered a demonstration with 250 participants under the title Funeral March for the Victims of Politics. The police assume that members of the violent right-wing extremist spectrum will also take part. The initiative and its supporters last demonstrated on October 3rd. Left-wing and left-wing extremist groups have already announced their intention to prevent and block the demonstration. A strong economy, political stability, and legal certainty. Apartments and houses in Germany are regarded by investors worldwide as a safe haven, to the chagrin of tenants and real estate buyers. In some cities in this country, the housing shortage is high and property is becoming unaffordable for many people. In view of the high prices, some major investors are now turning away, as an analysis by consulting firm PwC shows. According to this analysis, real estate investments in Germany fell by 3 billion to 65 billion euros in the past 12 months. Apartments and houses in local cities are valued by large-scale investors because they attach great importance to security, as reported by the German press agency, or the DPA. Nevertheless, PwC partner Susanne Eichermann-Reipe stated that many investors regard Berlin, Frankfurt, Hamburg, and Munich as overpriced. More than 800 real estate professionals surveyed found building prices in major German cities, as in other European metropolises, very high. Therefore, for some investors, it is now obviously too expensive. Germany is no longer at the forefront of their favor throughout Europe, and the United Kingdom is more desirable. 68 billion euros were invested in real estate between the final quarter of 2017 and the end of the third quarter of this year in Great Britain. Eichermann-Reipe believes that Germany has too few target properties and that these are too expensive. For this reason, Great Britain was able to pass by Germany despite the forthcoming Brexit. In the past years, investors from the U.S., Great Britain and China had purchased flats and houses in German cities on a large scale. According to the Association of German Pfandbrief Banks, more than 1 in 2 euros of deals exceeding 10 million euros came from foreign investors in 2017. The assessment of major investors is therefore important. According to the study, the Bundesbank has repeatedly warned of price exaggerations in densely populated areas. It sees overvaluations of up to 30%, albeit not yet a nationwide bubble. The PwC study shows that the Brexit planned for 2019 is now also making itself felt within Germany. According to the PwC study, major German cities remain high in demand, despite all skepticism about high real estate prices, however. When asked about the best prospects for European cities, the professionals surveyed put 4 German cities in the top 10, Berlin in 2nd place, Frankfurt in 5th place, Hamburg in 7th place, and Munich in 10th place. The authors of the study also do not give the all clear on the expected rent increases. Berlin is rated as the most lucrative in Europe. The report states at the end of the day that, quote, "The real estate industry's love affair with Berlin should continue in 2019. Everyone wants to be there, and the rents are going through the roof." According to estimates, the 3.7 million people who currently live in Berlin keep about 100,000 dogs. While many Berliners enjoy life here, the situation is different with four-legged friends. Animal trainer Svenja Rote recently explained to the Berliner Zeitung that for dogs, a city like Berlin is a real challenge. Again and again, she sees what the animals have to suffer in the big city. For example, females in heat that are jumped by male dogs, or the stroking of the dogs by strangers. Petting dogs which one does not know is a risk. Rote added that for animals that have been beaten, a hand coming from above is a threat, and they can feel threatened, flee, or bite. The animal lover has now found a solution. Together with designer Sabina Spanheimer, she invented a warning vest for dogs. The Read Me vests are made of neoprene and cordura, a strong material that allows for freedom of movement as well. Available in sizes small, medium, and large, the vests display signal patches, which announce messages like "in heat" or "caution, keep distance," indicating that the canine is not a, quote, "easy animal." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.